To understand the issues of indigenous rights, one needs to take a step back and look at broader questions of justice and self-determination. One of the biggest changes in Mexico in the last 10 years has been the growing capacity of regionally based indigenous movements to define for themselves what their agenda for change looked like. Land is certainly a big issue, but there are many other issues. Issues of cultural rights, the right to bicultural education, issues of control over their own media, basic questions of justice and human rights, as well as access to economic resources for those who already have access to some land so that they can work it productively. Rights as migrant workers elsewhere in Mexico or in the United States, the right to be free from racial and ethnic discrimination. So land is a big issue, but it's one issue among many issues, and indigenous movements in Mexico are first and foremost very diverse. Some have been dispossessed from their lands, others have not been able to work the lands that they already have in a way that permits them to generate the jobs needed to make family farming sustainable. So they're forced to migrate to other parts of the country. For them, their rights as workers are at least as important as the rights to a dry and dusty, infertile and eroded parcel at home. Their main problem is not some big landowner who took their land away. They're now fighting for their rights as workers and as citizens.